Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders focused Wednesday on carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. Tuesday night, they bid farewell to outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron and called on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. They said the UK should not expect any membership benefits. Lisa Bryant has more.
EU leaders sent their own message to Britain. Don't expect special treatment once you leave, as French President François Hollande pointed out.
S'il veut rester dans le marché unique,
he said that if Britain wants to stay in the single market, it has to pay the price, including accepting the free movement of people. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto met Wednesday at the North American Leaders Summit in Canada's capital, Ottawa. Mr. Obama warned against isolationist tendencies in America and elsewhere.
But we all believe that in a integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
Much of the conversation following the meeting was about the rise of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Great Britain's decision to pull out of the European Union. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim is fingering the Islamic State group as probably responsible for Tuesday's attack on Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. 41 people were killed, more than 240 wounded, when three suicide bombers opened fire with assault weapons and then blew themselves up. This is VOA News. Turkey and Russia have agreed to resume cooperation on travel and trade. That agreement followed a phone conversation between the country's presidents, the first such conversation since Turkey downed a Russian plane last year. The two leaders agreed to hold a face-to-face meeting in September on the sidelines of the G20 summit in China. Egyptian investigators say a flight data recorder shows there was smoke aboard the Egypt Air flight that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea May 19th, killing all 66 people on board. The recorder shows the smoke was in the lavatory and in some of the onboard electronics. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Power spoke Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, announcing U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts.
And not only are we scaling up our resettlement efforts to admit 15,000 additional refugees this year, but we will scale up by 15,000 more next year to admit 100,000 refugees overall.
Samantha Power. A new survey by the Pew Research Center shows U.S. President Barack Obama continues to get largely favorable reviews throughout much of the world. In the final days of his presidency, 15 of the 16 countries surveyed in Europe and Asia expressed confidence in Mr. Obama's ability to handle world affairs. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton got most favorable reviews in Europe, although they are consistently lower than Mr. Obama's. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, did not fare very well. In many of the nations polled, his confidence rating was only in single digits. The Italian Navy Wednesday began raising the wreckage of a boat which sank on April 2015, believed to be carrying as many as 700 African migrants. The Navy has recovered more than 100 bodies so far, but many more, including those of women and children, are believed to be locked below deck. A refrigerated transport structure is being used so scientists may try to identify the bodies of the victims. Human Rights Watch is calling on the United Nations General Assembly to suspend Saudi Arabia's membership on the UN Human Rights Council. The rights organization cites the country's leadership in a military operation against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Witnesses and officials in central Somalia say more than 20 people have been killed in fighting between government soldiers and Islamist insurgents. Al-Shabaab fighters attacked a Somali National Army base in the village of El Hariri before dawn Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.